Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, December 18th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn down a penny and a half at 481 and a half, March wheat down 8¾ cents at 620 and a half, and I'm switching my comments now to March beans steady at 1331 and a half. We didn't see any new exports here this morning. It's Christmas week in the markets. So a lot of people are on vacation, should see lower volume, but without as many traders as around, we could see a little bit more volatility. The wheat was down overnight, mainly because the Saudis bought 1.35 million metric tons of Russian wheat. They paid between 277 and 296 plus freight for that wheat, but it was disappointing that the U.S. lost out on that business. Friday's NOPA crush at 189 was a big number. Almost 10 million over a year ago, and you know we're having another plant come on. This figure might not even include some of the results of the new plant that were out there, so the number may actually be higher. The beans were under a little bit of pressure overnight. At one point, we were down about 9 cents, came back to close steady. It looks like they may have had a touch of rain in the northwest part of Brazil, but temperatures still pushing 100 to 110 degrees. Maybe some rains later in the week, but they look relatively scattered as best as I can see. So that may be why the beans came back here. So overall, you know, we've got kind of a holiday week here. The corn is still trying to work on this head and shoulders bottom, and hopefully we can maintain these prices. And a close over 490 anytime this week, I think would be helpful to the bulls out here. Beans, we really need to close the March over 1340 would be helpful there. But we've got a little bit of a chance. We've got crude oil up $1.88 a barrel here right now. That pushed bean oil up 52 ticks overnight. I would imagine that the bean oil will be pretty firm here. Meal was only down 20 cents. So hopefully we'll see some good buying out here. The funds are a little bit less short corn and wheat than we thought. We've got them now short 152,000 contracts of corn, short 70,000 contracts of wheat, long 22 beans, long 94,000 contracts of meal, and short 31,000 contracts of bean oil. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.